Mind Your Business is brought to you by Appalachian Commercial Real Estate, providing professional commercial real estate services.
Governor Roy Cooper has recently signed an amendment to the North Carolina budget. What does it mean for Watauga County? We'll dig into the details on this installment of the Mind Your Business podcast, a presentation of the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce. I am David Jackson, President and CEO of the Chamber. Thank you for the downloads and subscriptions, and thank you to our sponsor, Appalachian Commercial Real Estate. More on them in just a moment. First things first, we got to talk survive and advance soccer. So we'll get into the budget stuff. That's more like adult conversation, but let's have some fun. We need fun in our lives, and Appalachian FC is providing the fun right now. The Squatchy soccer team, the NPSL franchise here in Boone, won their semifinal match on Thursday night as we record this. I guess it was Wednesday night. We record this on Thursday morning. Wednesday night, they got the big win, 4-1 over Apotheos. They play on to the championship game Saturday evening, 7:30, Ted Mackerel Soccer Complex, Appalachian FC against North Alabama SC for the Southeast Conference title. Win for the Squatchies on Saturday means they advance on into the national tournament, into the East Region semifinals. So plenty still at stake. It was so much fun to be out at Ted Mack on Wednesday night. The atmosphere was electric. About 1,400 fans were there. Felt like the entire town of Boone was at Ted Mack, and they set a great atmosphere. Team came out, got an early goal, and went on from there. So again, congratulations to all of the local investors, Michael Hitchcock, who we've had on the program before, and the entire team that makes up Appalachian FC. It's been quite the we'll call it entertainment addition to our community over the last couple of years. And just think about that. Startup franchise now has won a postseason game, and they're playing for a championship in just 2 years' time. Lots of players returning from last year, and part of that is the atmosphere that was set. So, if you are in the mood for entertainment on Saturday night, make your way out to Ted Mack. 7:30 game time, Appalachian FC against North Alabama SC for the Southeast Conference title. Again, tickets on sale right now at AppalachianFC.com. Buy those seats and get out to Ted Mack. If we can recreate Wednesday night's atmosphere on Saturday, the Squatchies cannot be defeated. I can almost guarantee it. So, all right, now on to the more serious things. We've got a great conversation for you here on the podcast this week. Governor Roy Cooper signed a budget amendment to last year's North Carolina budget. And remember, it had been a while since the state had an official budget to work from. Last year, the legislature and the governor got together and they finally signed a bill. And then this time around, they make some additions to that bill. And we have North Carolina Senator Deanna Ballard, who represents Watauga County, on the program this week to talk about what those changes mean for Watauga County specifically. Not only agencies that get funding out of that may have seen those allocations increased. We saw some one-time money come into the community that will be very beneficial to both short-term and long-term projects here. But also there are some more state-level things that definitely have an impact on our area. Moving 2% of the sales tax revenue, that was an overage this year. The state collected more than they had originally forecast. So rather than stashing all of that away immediately, they took 2% of that revenue and put that toward North Carolina DOT. And we have talked at length before about how NCDOT has been dealing with some funding challenges over the last few years. So that is a positive because we know here in this area, people can't get here without roads. You can't fly into Boone on a commercial aircraft. You got to drive here to get here. And we know that supporting that infrastructure will only make it easier for people to get here, for locals to move around here. And that's important funding. We've always got to pay attention to those kind of line items. So that's an important state level thing. There are also more than a few state employees in this particular area, whether they're educators, whether they're App State employees, Caldwell County employees, you name it, they're out there. And there were some adjustments made to teacher pay. There were some adjustments made to the funding that's available for the local, I'll call it additions to those salaries. There are revisions made for the schedule for state employees as well in terms of salaries. January. So we want to get all of those details. And Senator Deanna Ballard has been among the many legislators that have been working hard, sleeves rolled up for several months on really since the big budget was signed last year, working on what this revision might be. I think one of the most helpful things about this conversation that you'll find is she explains why it is that we get this addition so quickly. Remember, we're out of budget practice, okay? We had so many years go by without this that we forget kind of what that biennium budget process looks like. So there is an opportunity to go back and make revisions, especially when you're sitting in a situation like this where you have more money based on collections than maybe you had forecasted. So how can you move that money around positively to benefit partners throughout the state? And this isn't the only region that got money. There are little individual gifts and pockets of allocations that have been allocated throughout the state. So this is an important cycle for local leaders across the state to really pay attention and advocate for their communities to get this kind of money. But it's also important to realize, too, that with those overages came savings. And how was it that legislators were able to stash away some money with the impending potential recession that's out there with inflation now going over 9%. Those figures came out earlier this week. It's important to think about the long term, but it's also important to think about the short term. So the state partners that got together on this budget from both the legislative side and the governor's office made sure that North Carolina's got some protections. I think it's also kind of interesting to see that this budget comes along just a day or two before CNBC named North Carolina the number one state in the country to do business. And part of that that award, if you will, comes from understanding the state's overall economic picture. And within these last couple of years, a lot of bipartisan work has gone into making sure that this budget is got the state's priorities in mind and got those funding priorities set. I understand that everything is political right now. I think that you really need to dig in and see just how much both sides of the aisle have contributed in the last couple of years to this budget. If you're in politics, you know you can't get everything you want. But some of the things that we did get are incredibly meaningful. You look into some of the investment in outdoor economy that has been made in Northwest North Carolina in the last couple of years for land conservation, for land access, things like the Middle Fork Greenway. We talked about that project just last week with Wendy Patapersty on this program. $950,000 coming to the development of a big piece of land that Blue Ridge Conservancy was able to get that will be one of the main features in that greenway closer to the Boone side of the project. There's money in Ash County for Paddy Mountain. There's a big allocation that went to the New River Conservancy for some land acquisition as well. So it's important to continue to advocate. Just because now the budget is done doesn't mean the work stops. And Deanna Ballard will share some of that information here in just a few moments as well. Mention we've got a sponsor of this podcast. That sponsor, our good friend James Milner and Appalachian Commercial Real Estate. We thank him for his continued support of the program. Appalachian Commercial Real Estate provides professional commercial real estate services here in the Boone area. They provide sales, leasing, consulting, and appraisal services to owners and users of commercial real estate. For more information, go to their website at appalachiancre.com. Great partner of ours, as you may have seen a couple of weeks ago. James and his team put out a press release about how they have been helpful to the Boone Area Chamber and are impending move. Not only did James help facilitate the sale of our old building on King Street, but also helped negotiate the terms for our new home, which we will start telling you more about next week. Big tease there. Stay tuned to BooneChamber.com and our social media channels. We're going to tell you the story of the journey home. It has involved so many different chamber members and partners and organizations here through the community. We wanted to make sure that we didn't just say, hey, we've moved. There's a story behind that. And part of that story comes from assessing need coming out of COVID-19, what our community needed, how we needed to address that need. And James Milner was incredibly helpful for that. So thank you, James. All right, let's get into our conversation here. Senator Deanna Ballard, gracious enough to spend about 20 minutes with us as we break down what the state budget amendment means for Watauga County on this installment of Mind Your Business.
Mind Your Business, brought to you by Appalachian Commercial Real Estate. Sales, leasing, and consulting.
Welcome back to Mind Your Business here this morning on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM. As we promised before the break, a very special guest this week on the program, Senator Deanna Ballard, representing Watauga County in the North Carolina Senate, fresh off of budget negotiations. That always sounds like fun, but in this case, very beneficial to some Watauga County area interests. And that's what we talk with Senator Ballard about today. So first of all, Senator, welcome back to the program. Always great to have an opportunity to talk with you.
Oh, fantastic. It's good to be with you, David. And I look forward to kind of chatting about this. This was a fast and furious budget session for sure. So hopefully I can address just a few highlights and maybe answer any questions you might have too, or folks that want to follow up as well.
Yeah, certainly. Well, one of the things I wanted to kind of set in terms of context is why, after setting a budget last year, you come back to the table again so quickly. Not everybody is familiar with those nuances of biennium budgets and all of that stuff. So I wonder if you can maybe just kind of set what led you all back together to continue to negotiate the state's business in this way?
Well, sure. I think given that our long session really ended in mid-March, for us to all kind of breathe and, you know, go into another campaign if you had a primary season. But I mean, typically what does happen in the second year of a biennium, you have what you call a short session. And that is really kind of looking at the budget that was passed or signed into law, and then looking at what other collections may have come in, tax collections, and what we look like, or where do we look like in the budget process or in our general fund at large, and understanding, you know, what kind of amendments, how do we need to amend the actual budget that was passed and signed into law in November. So those are just kind of like the conversations that really kind of even started happening a little bit before we started to return for actual working session in the middle of May. But literally, that's the lay of the land and the landscape. You're always tracking, you know, kind of the cash on hand, how your collections are coming in after, you know, taxes. And then, of course, the feds have been busy as well and continuing to send dollars down. So keeping an eye on that and getting dollars out the door back into the pockets of taxpayers is just something that, as, you know, Republican led General Assembly has been really keyed up for and doing in over the last decade in particular.
You know, I think you bring up an interesting point that is one that resonates across everybody, whether you're a legislator, whether you own a small business, that it has been tough to keep track of all of the different things that have had impact on economic scenarios over the course of the last couple of years. I would imagine at the state level, with federal dollars being attached to very complicated things, making sure that those get in the coffers, but also trying to predict sales tax and occupancy tax and all the other taxes in the pandemic times, I got to feel like that was a little bit like throwing a dart at a dartboard and hoping that you were close, then only to find out the reality that in a lot of cases, things were performed better than maybe they were anticipated. Is that an accurate way to describe it?
I think so. I think what, you know, you would see from us and from our leadership and working with even the nonpartisan staff, it's our central staff inside the General Assembly. I mean, this is their day in and day out, you know, kind of job. And they are the ones that really, you know, help us forecast. And we're always trying to be real conservative on our forecast so that we do not end up in a situation where we're going to have to raise taxes or anything in that regard in order to sort of offset any budget losses. So I think, you know, that's one thing that, I mean, we just continually keep an eye on. And we have a great team in the General Assembly that helps us do that. And then knowing and then seeing, you know, we get more that comes in, and that gives us more opportunity to sort of, you know, stabilize certain other buckets of money as well and put more money into the rainy day. And, you know, we did end up putting in another, I think, $500 million, which now gets us to about a $4.7 billion rainy day fund for the state, which we've never had. And then you're able to put in another like $200 million for disaster recovery. And that actually gets that up to actually transferred, I think, $1 billion. So, I mean, it's a lot of money that gets out there and that's in funding those pots for us to even be able to sit on a little bit should a recession, you know, happen, which tends to be what everyone is predicting at this point in time, too. So we even have some different, you know, reserves in place for that as well. So just trying to look out for the state as we continue to do really, really well. I mean, if you just noticed, CNBC just named North Carolina the number one place to do business. So we're in good positioning and posturing. So I think, you know, their leadership and our members in the General Assembly are just trying to be really smart about how to continue that, while also just, you know, kind of safeguarding some of those dollars at the same time.
Senator Deanna Ballard joining us on Mind Your Business this morning. Before we get into some of the Watauga County specific things, one other question that did draw some attention, and it's particularly important here because we rely so much on roads to move people around. You can't get here from there without driving, or at least seeing a road at some point in time, or it's very, very difficult to do so otherwise. There have been some news and maneuvers to make sure that the North Carolina Department of Transportation is rebounding in a positive way from all that they've dealt with, from disaster recovery to some other administrative hurdles. Can you give us a sense of what that means to the end user, knowing that gas tax is always something that's talked about, and North Carolina's had that funding stream for a while, but states around the country are starting to rethink or needing to rethink with, more EVs coming on the road. You got to either get a slice of that or figure out a way to fund transportation a different way. So can you give us kind of a sense of where the state is at this point in time on that, and what you were able to do to help relieve some of that pressure?
Yeah. In November, in particular, we were able to utilize and take advantage of some federal dollars in order to help with project escalation costs for, you know, different road projects, bridge projects, that kind of stuff too. But then one thing that we did just do in this budget was redirect maybe 2% of like sales tax revenue, which is an additional probably nearly $200 million, I think, that would go to the highway fund for a variety of purposes too. So we are trying to come in and shore up, some of the dollars, and trying to figure out where some of the dollars have been spent and where they're actually going. And then the timeline of getting those dollars out the door too. So anything from, I mean, we've put more money in for litter pickup. I mean, you name it, repaving projects, bridge projects, and then ensuring really that those are going out to, those rural communities that maybe don't often get the bigger projects that your urban settings do. So we are trying to be mindful of that and continuing to be thoughtful in how we're really, you know, transferring or redirecting certain dollars into that space to, I mean, in a sense, help support the Secretary of Transportation do his job. He had to come in and, it was a little bit of a mess over there when he came in as well. So we're just trying to do what we can and then offer some transparency, perhaps in oversight committees, about really all of this, all these dollars and all the work.
Great information this morning here from Senator Deanna Ballard. We're going to take a break. We'll come back and talk about the Watauga County implications with this new budget that's just been authorized by the state government, and find out what it means for us. That and more here on Mind Your Business this morning, presentation of the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM.
Mind Your Business, brought to you by Appalachian Commercial Real Estate. Sales, leasing, and consulting.
Welcome back to Mind Your Business this morning on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM. David Jackson from the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce visiting with Senator Deanna Ballard, North Carolina Senator for our beautiful area of Watauga County. And that's the subject of the rest of our conversation. Senator Ballard, I know that everybody sees that budget and it's big. Those that remember phone books, it's bigger than several of them. And in that document, it says Watauga a few times over and over again. So can you give us a sense of what this particular budget revision means for this area in terms of funding allocations and maybe some agencies that found their name called this time around?
Sure. I mean, I think the total budget spend for this for fiscal year 22-23 is right at $27.9 billion, which is rather large and probably the largest state budget that we spend that we've ever had here in North Carolina, and definitely under this Republican leadership. So that's about a 7.2% increase as well during the second year. So we've been fortunate to be able to further supply monies to, you know, your PARTIF grants and your clean water sort of trust fund that we have here in North Carolina, which has now opened up, you know, more grant opportunities for various conservation projects and I mean, you know, our recreational activities that we have here in the region. In particular, of course, Middle Fork Greenway actually received some specific dollars, $950,000, towards a particular section of the Middle Fork Greenway too, to complete that project, which is going to be huge economic development and boost for Watauga County, connecting Boone to Blowing Rock. But then also we fed into Ashe County with various sort of paddle access entry points over there, and then helping the New River Conservancy as well, and really investing in Paddy Mountain, which is a recent sort of purchase and protected area of land over there in West Jefferson. So I think, you know, if anything, you would notice that Representative Pickett and I really do value our area and our region and what we have to offer from our natural resources and taking advantage of that. So that was a priority for us as well. Golly, there's multiple, I think the Children's Council in Watauga County received some dollars too for some of their programming with Smart Start. Then there's just been multiple, I mean, in education, you'll see that Watauga County, in the November budget, there was a new bucket of money, $100 million that was towards helping kind of your local communities and your local school boards offer additional dollars as far as their local support supplements for educators. So another $70 million was actually dumped into that bucket as well, which then means probably another $600,000 or so dollars that would go to Watauga County, you know, for education for the teachers. There's salary increases, I think, for our educators as well. The starting salary for teachers has changed to, I think, roughly $37,000 at this point. Teachers will receive like a 4.2% pay raise. And then if you're non-certified public employee, so, you know, your bus drivers, our cafeteria workers, they'll receive either a 4% pay raise or an increase to $15 an hour, whichever is greater. So those were efforts too that we had sort of started back in November. And this is just furthering coming in to sort of bolster that and do what we can. So over, I think, the biennium, for both years, it would be nearly, for most state employees, about a 6% raise over the biennium. So that includes 21, 22, and 22-23 total. So, I mean, those are a few pieces. School construction, there's this additional money that was poured into our needs-based school fund. So hopefully, you know, when the next round should be coming up, I think, early, that, you know, districts apply for grants from DPI. This is just putting more money into that bucket for those needs. And hopefully, you know, perhaps Watauga County might be on that list. Or, I mean, Ash just received one, I think, in the last round. So Allegheny, I know, is in need of some school construction monies for a new high school, too. So trying to just continue to lift up our local counties as well, surrounding counties.
Deanna Ballard joining us here on Mind Your Business this morning. A couple last questions for you, Senator Ballard. As you look at that hit for state employees, certainly this area, like many other areas with large universities in them, thousands and thousands of state employees here. And you mentioned that salary increase, but it seems like too that this was kind of that shot in the arm that state employees have been hoping for a couple of years. So this, in essence, helps finish off what was a commitment that, as you mentioned, made back in November to keep them up. I would imagine, too, with inflation being what it is, there is extra pressure to really get that done this year. So hats off to the entire legislative body for prioritizing workers in a situation where we all know that it's been difficult for the last 6 months, 8 months or so.
Yeah. And I think if folks, you know, really dig into the weeds on the budget, they'll see there's different, you know, even reserve buckets, even in terms of labor market salary reserves, because we know that because of inflation, you know, the recruiting and retaining, you know, even state employees is challenging and difficult too. So we even have about, I think, an $80 million reserve there for that. But then we have an state inflationary reserve in anticipation of the recession, which is about $1 billion. So we know that there's like some money around as we navigate through these next seasons of what may happen in a national level with the economy. And then, you know, as it trickles into North Carolina, that we're ready to try to take care of, you know, our people and our citizens and our communities. So we are trying to do our part. You know, there's always more work to be done, especially, I mean, in education, we just did another $1 billion over the 21-22 amount. So that's $16.5 billion that went into education overall just in this 22-23 kind of year. So it's a lot going on out there. It's a lot to keep up with, but I do want folks to be reassured that, you know, even in, you know, our part of the process and being able to chime in and really lead various efforts in the budget space know that we are being thoughtful and really intentional as well, just to ensure that we are protecting our communities. So hopefully folks will be excited.
Well, final question before we let you go. I know the work doesn't stop, so you get the budget over with now, and you're still meeting in various committees. I know the election's coming up, and that will be something that will take people's attention away from the day-to-day. But what are some of those day-to-day priorities that remain here for you and for others in state government now that this budget process is over?
Oh, man. I mean, we're still tracking all the broadband money. I mean, from November, keeping up with that, finding out where the holes are, what we still need to do in order to bridge those gaps. You know, this budget that we just signed, this added another like $5 million. So, you know, for great grants. So bringing that total about $20 million recurring. So we are trying to continue to close the loop there or close the gap there in that space. Of course, anything that we can do in early childhood with workforce, but then also just with ensuring that it's in alignment with kind of what's happening in the K-12 space too, just with, you know, literacy even. I mean, that, you know, I chair education. So literacy has actually been a real priority, not just for me, but for my colleagues as well. So we continually, I mean, we put in another 124, I think, sort of literacy coaches that will be working with, you know, our districts and ensuring that we have the resources, we have the right people in, you know, those efforts, coaching or in the classroom, and just really trying to lift those up with the supports that they need to. There's a lot going on in finance and in tax space, and just keeping an eye on, you know, increasing any standard deductions potentially moving forward, and sales tax, you know, numbers. And then of course, any kind of capital projects. There's a ton of, you know, capital projects and water and sewer and infrastructure. So I know that we are continually keeping an eye on, you know, how can we really manage, even if we have one-time dollars, how can we really be helpful in, you know, spurring those projects on or accelerating some projects perhaps before, you know, escalating costs just get really out of control.
Those are not often page turning projects, but they're so incredibly important for communities to continue to develop in a proper way too. So appreciate your work there. I know your time is limited, and I know we'll get a chance to catch up with you again soon, but thank you very much for your time this morning and just helping make sense of this all. Again, big, big document, but it means a lot to a lot of folks around here, and certainly appreciate your work on that and for the people of Watauga County.
Well, sure. You know, it's not a sexy budget, more or less, but it's a very reasonable budget and step forward. So I'm thrilled to have been a part of it again, and again, thrilled to have been serving this district for the years that I have. So again, thank you for the opportunity.
All right. That's Senator Deanna Ballard joining us on the program. I'm David Jackson from the Boone Area Chamber. We'll talk to you again same time, same place next week here on Mind Your Business, a presentation of the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM. Good morning.